We'll see you there.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231 as we launch into hour number one of the program, kicking off another week of fun and excitement here. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Gardner Goldsmith, who joins us again, typically joining us on Monday nights. Honestly, dude, I didn't think you were going to make it tonight. I know you said you probably would, but you started your local radio show here in the in New Hampshire, in Concord, the station up in that direction, which is across the state, and you live across the state anyway, so you were driving an hour and a half to get here in the first place back when you were just doing our show. Now you're doing your show during the afternoons from 1 to 4 on WTPL in Concord, New Hampshire, so you have to drive up there and then drive back, and then you're driving over here to do our show. You're doing two radio shows in one day, and it's just madness, sir. I don't know how you can handle it.
Ian B., I tell you, it would be worth any amount of driving to be able to come down and spend time with you guys and the people at Free Talk Live.
You know, of course. The fact is, you're acting like radio's work. And I'm sorry. There's people out there that are actually working for a living, and it's insulting. Insulting.
It is not the easiest thing to do a three-hour talk show, especially now.
My God,
like,
sitting in one place for three whole hours.
Well, it's easy for us, Mark, because you have to drive half a mile to get here, and I come downstairs. So it's not like it's a big deal.
I'll give you the driving is work. I will not give you the radio is work.
I got to say, you know, one of the things that gets me to say it is not easy. One of the interesting things about it to me is that you're dealing with intellectual issues that make you stay on your toes. You know, if I was just doing some talk show where it's like, call me about your relationship problems, or are you on the pill? You know, who cares?
That would be worked as far as I'm
concerned.
That
would be drudgery to me, exactly. This stuff is great. So thanks for having me here, you guys.
Well, I listened to your first hour today. I wish I could have heard the whole thing, but I got stuff to do, too. So, but I wanted to make sure I tuned in to hear when you relaunched your program, Against the Grain, which you can listen to on his website at libertyconspiracy.com.
Yes, sir.
Libertyconspiracy.com. Just went through a redesign, apparently.
Yes, and we're still adding more to it. We're going to have items, bumper stickers, t-shirts, and things like that for sale later. And we're going to be designing it so that half on the left side of the screen or on the right side of the screen will be federal issues and then will be state issues. So if you're in the state, you can hit on something that's breaking statewide. Or if you're federal, you want to, you know, do something from outside the state, you can hit it too. If you're a free state or you want to come in, boom, it'll be there.
It's a fine idea. Yeah. So I was listening to, I was talking about work put into a show. Gardner Goldsmith puts more work into one episode of his show than we do an entire year.
Well, you see, that's the thing. Ours is sort of set to go. You know, we have the same intro beds every time, and 30 heavy metal songs that, I don't know, they're screeching to the devil or whatever it is that those people are doing on those music beds of yours.
Sounds good.
And you know, he's always getting politicians saying crap. Of course, we know they're lying. We really don't need those little bits that he does. But, you know,
Gardner knows they're lying, too. He just has a different kind of show.
Yes, he does that kind of show.
It's always impressive when I hear more sound effects in one segment than I'll play an entire week on this program.
Well, that's what I was saying to you guys earlier. I'll let the listeners in on it a little bit. Getting ready for the show today was sort of tricky because I had loaded...
This is the first show.
Yeah, the first show today. We start up at 1 in the afternoon Eastern time. So I have of sound files of music that fits certain issues, you know, for car tolls and state regulation of the roadways. We use Adamant's Car Trouble or Cars by Gary Numan, whatever. And so, you know, we'll come in from the commercial with some music, but then I'll say, all right, folks, you know, it's time for us to start a new show. We're talking about problems on the roadways, and then we'll hit car trouble, you know.
It's very well produced.
Yeah, I try to make it as sound saturated and slick as possible. So I'm working with a new producer who's a sharp guy, but he's never worked with me before. So I know it's going to be a really steep learning curve to get him going to the way that I want it, because I have a certain oral sense. It's like a movie. It's got to sound a certain way. So we're getting ready to start, and we're about 10 minutes out, and I've just produced a fake phone call from John McCain, who hates me and wants to get me off the air. And
And so I'm like, okay, so I'm going to need this element, this element, this element, this element. And I wrote them all down for you. They're all in order. And he goes, I can't get them from the production studio. And I'm like, geez, I thought you were going to do that before. So we were scrambling right before you tuned in.
That's the radio way. Right. That's the radio way. There have been so many times when, I mean, not really these days, but back in the day when I was at a radio station, as you are now, where you just scramble and you manage to get everything done right before you turn on the microphone.
Yeah.
It's one of those things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, it figures that we start the show talking about radio because we do have a guest who's going to come on here shortly to discuss some radio-related issues, more of the FCC side of things.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think anybody here likes those guys very much.
No, I'm not a fan.
Well,
yeah. So let's talk to Justin Hartfield. He's one of the guys over at readpi.com, the Prometheus Institute. You've heard us mention them on this program before. And we're having him on because he's recently written an article, which is appearing on the front page right now at readpi.com, called Spectrum Wars. Justin Hartfield from the Prometheus Institute. Are you with us, sir?
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey,
how are
Justin?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
Just super. Welcome to the program. Now, what's for those of our listeners who aren't necessarily able to access your website at the moment, what's Spectrum Wars all about?
Well, Spectrum Wars is all about the upcoming auction of the 700 megahertz spectrum, which the FCC is going to be auctioning off to private bidders starting around February of 2009. And this particular spectrum is of great interest to a lot of large companies.
Why is that? What's so special about this 700 megahertz spectrum?
Well, it's kind of like the holy grail of spectrums because it could go through walls very easily.
Sweet.
And it is
why didn't we get that for radio?
Well, you know, it's very cheap. It's very cheap to set up, and it's going to be probably the most profitable wireless spectrum that we have out there, including TV and radio right now. It's just the mecca of all. So that's why there's a lot of controversy kind of surrounding it.
And there are some old players in this, and there are some new players in this, right?
Oh yeah, there's some old friendlies like Sprint and Wireless Co. and AT&T and those guys, and those are kind of like the old guards. And then there's new players emerging, the biggest one being Google.
That's a big player.
Yeah, Google's a pretty huge player, and Google has some pretty interesting ideas of what they want to do with the band of spectrum, and the old players don't necessarily like that all too much.
I love Google. It seems like pretty much everything Google comes out with, I like. They're an amazing company that has really created some just incredibly life-altering products that are really, they really helped me out with my business and help a lot of internet users out with simple things like searching and email, and they're just doing an incredible job. I hope Google takes this one away, but what is it that makes what Google's doing different or revolutionary compared to what the old guard are doing?
Dude, I agree with you, man. I love Google. Google does some awesome things, and what Google basically gave the FCC a pledge to donate $4.6 billion to this new spectrum if and only if the government agrees to their conditions. And their conditions are fourfold, and basically they want the entire network open applications, open systems, open providers, and just basically all open. And
whoever bids to get this, Justin, will be forced by the government to have to carry everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. They're basically they want it so that if you win the bid from the government, you are forced to wholesale that spectrum to anybody that wants it.
So it's forced not to force people, because I mean, you know, it's open rather than a monopoly.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There's two issues we have here. We have forced open markets or regular open markets, and that's what the FCC kind of decided on last week. They actually made a ruling on this, and basically what the FCC said is so Google said, okay, we want the government to force open regulation, and what the government said is no, the government shouldn't force regulation. We should just leave it alone and let companies bid for it. And so government Actually got it right this time. I don't know if you guys have like a sound effect for the government getting something right. You probably don't.
I've never even heard of this thing happening before. So of course we don't have a sound effect for the government getting something right.
I have a sound effect for something being correct, but I don't know if I quite understood what
the Twilight
said.
Zone?
I don't know if I quite understood how the government was right here, and I want you to explain that better for me, okay? Hang on, Justin. We're going to bring you back. 800-259-9231.
Of course, you had to offer him $4 billion to be right.
Yeah, it's all about the money with those guys. More coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. Talking about the FCC and how it is they want to control the spectrum, or in this case, maybe they'll just let it go. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you comfortable every night in your bed? Do you look forward to another night of blissful slumber? Since I've been sleeping on my mattress from SavvyRest, I've had some of the best sleep of my life. My shoulders and ribs don't ache in the morning like they did from my old mattress, and my wife loves it too. SavvyRest mattresses are made of natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton, and they feel amazing. You sleep a third of your life, and you feel the results all day. The right mattress makes the difference. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com, for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president. A serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage. If you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple. More of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Is credit card debt making your life stressful? Do you avoid answering the phone in fear of another creditor calling? How would you like to cut your credit card balances by as much as half? Well, now you can. Safeguard Debt Management Services will connect you with a debt management specialist who will negotiate with your creditors to reduce your balances by as much as half. You can consolidate all of your high credit card balances into one monthly payment. Call for a free no-obligation debt consultation and learn how to get your very own customized debt management program. 1-800-794-4313 and join the financial freedom you've dreamed of, knowing your debt is being handled by professionals. Call now for your free no-obligation debt consultation. Regardless of your credit history, Safeguard can help. Get the answers you're looking for. The call is free, the consultation is free, and the information could change your life. Call now. 1-800-794-4313. That's 1-800-794-4313.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. Live streams are there. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version as well. Two sizes will fit virtually every internet connection, totally free. freetalklive.com.
The Republican Liberty Caucus welcomes new members in the pursuit of individual rights, limited government, and free enterprise principles, all within the GOP. Visit rlc.org and click Join Us today. We'll find liberty together. That's rlc.org.
All right, we're going back to a man who is one of the guys over at the Prometheus Institute, Justin Hartfield, the author of Spectrum Wars, which you'll find right on the front page of their website at readpi.com. Justin, are you back with us?
I am back.
All right, let me see if I've got this straight. There's an auction going on. Now, the federal government's FCC, Federal Communications Commission, it does this from time to time. It takes certain spectrums of bandwidth between, you know, 700 megahertz and 800 megahertz. I think it's somewhere in the 700 megahertz range that they're auctioning right now. And they'll put it on the auction block, and anybody, private citizens to corporations, I guess, can bid for it. And then once they win, they get total control over, you know, what they can put on there, I'm sure with FCC approval. But they get to sort of sublet that particular portion of spectrum. Now, of course, the FCC is not cutting all of us a check when it gets the funds from these companies.
But there are airwaves. They're the public's airwaves. How come we don't get a check?
Apparently, they're the FCC's airwaves. And
bogus rationale.
So what's going on here? You're saying that they're auctioning the 700 megahertz block. The usual players are stepping up to bid, like AT&T and Sprint and those guys. But now Google's jumped into the game, and Google has offered $4.6 billion to the U.S. government as a contribution. This isn't their bid, right? The $4.6
billion? No, that is their bid. They said that would be their starting bid.
And what were the terms on that offer again?
Well, the terms were they needed four sets of open access points, open applications, open devices, open services, and open networks. And those were the terms which were pretty revolutionary in terms of the old guard FCC, because I mean, they're not very revolutionary at all.
Sure, they're just a bunch of bureaucrats that sit around eating donuts all day.
Yeah. And the only reason why this is being auctioned off is because the Bush administration spent so much money that the people that were originally on the spectrum, it's like basically channels 52 to 68, mm-hmm. they forced those people to move over to an all digital network by 2009, and because they knew they needed the money that this auction will generate, because they kept reducing taxes, but they kept their spending at the same rate.
Right. So that's one of the big rationales for why they were forcing all the TV stations and so on to go digital,
so they could sell more spectrum. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh yeah, because the digital signals fit in a much smaller space. Aww. So instead of having the TV stations spread across the band, they can just stick them in one little spot now, and that opens up a whole lot of extra area that they can, again, auction off to the highest bidder.
Incredible.
So, now, what did the government, the U.S. government, the FCC, do in response to the Google offer?
They said they basically didn't give a response. I mean, it's not like Google can offer up their terms. And the Google's bid of $4.6 billion is probably not even going to be close to what Spectrum Co. and AT&T are going to offer anyway. So basically what Google wanted to do was very smart. They just wanted to get their position out there to gain public support for what they were trying to say. And what they were trying to say is basically the auction rules that the FCC has are favor the incumbent so much that even if Google did bid $4.6 billion, they wouldn't even have a way to actually get the bid, because basically the conglomerates, Spectrum Co. and AT&T, they just group together, buy a bunch of markets they don't even really care about, just to force people like Google out of the market so they can maintain their stronghold on services, which is what is happening right now with our 3G wireless network.
So,
AT&T, you know, they're all in cahoots together, and they're charging a premium monthly rate.
So are you saying that Google can't offer as much as these other companies? You're saying the reason they made this offer was just to make news, just to make it so people were aware of this going on?
Yeah, I think that's the case. I mean, Google knows that $4.6 billion is not going to cut it. But what they were trying to do is see if there's anybody else in the market that they can join together with in order to raise enough money to compete with guys like AT&T. And they also wanted to put pressure on the board of FCC to try to make some changes in the auction rules process. And they were successful.
So what was it that you said changed? What was it that was this victory that you'd mentioned
before? Okay, here's the big victory. It's anonymous auction bidding. So in the past, for every FCC auction, when a bundle of megahertz comes up, it's open bidding. Everyone knows exactly who's bidding, how much they're bidding, and so the conglomerates, AT&T, Spectrum Co., and all those guys, they just decide to bid a little bit extra. Just not just because they really plan to serve that market space, just because they want to shut everybody else out.
Okay.
And so anonymous bidding makes so that Spectrum Co. and those people have to actually analyze each individual market and see if it's feasible for them to go into business there, because nobody knows who's the highest bidder except if you're the actual bidder yourself, and it makes it pretty impossible for collusion to happen, which was basically happening before.
Interesting. Mm. So why did the FCC?
Well, it's nice that the Google managed to shame them.
Yeah, is that why the FCC changed their ways? Is it because they were feeling guilty, or I mean, why, this is unusual?
Well, you know, I hate to try to guess what the government is doing, because I mean, I don't think they have an idea what they're doing, but I do think they got enough backlash from small companies. There's a bunch of small companies that are smaller than Google, but also want to get into the sphere, that probably pressured the FCC into making some changes for the better. And I say that knowing full well that the whole system is flawed, but operating here in reality, it's actually a pretty good deal.
So then, would you side with us and say that the FCC just needs to be abolished entirely?
Oh, I completely agree with that.
Yeah, yes, excellent. Well chosen, sir.
Well, the very fact that the FCC can auction off these bands that supposedly the airwaves belong to the citizens, that the very fact that they can auction off the bands and we get nothing out of it just goes to show that they're a parasite.
Yeah, exactly.
It's incredible.
What are they really doing for us?
Absolutely right. It's another way for them to make money. And, you know, I was doing a lot of research into the history of the FCC, Justin. I'm doing a book about talk radio, and it's incredible to see just how they have manipulated things, how FDR pulled licenses of people, the whole Mayflower Doctrine, all the way through to the Fairness Doctrine and so on. And it's constantly been used up until Reagan stopped the thing to manipulate the private marketplace. It's amazing to see that these guys get away with this, and everybody calls them our airwaves. It's really sad.
Justin, any other thoughts for us?
There's one other issue that the FCC ruled on, and that's public. Now, 20 megahertz of this 100 megahertz band is going to be used towards public safety, and basically the FCC adopted a proposal by a company called Frontline Wireless, which is basically like they can use that 20 megahertz for their own private use as long as it's not during times of emergency, and in exchange that wireless agrees to build up the entire network across the country. Now, there's even some people in the one of the members on the board who was very opposed to this. And
Justin, hang on a second. Mark's got another question for you. We'll let you finish that up in a moment here. 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. If you got a question for Justin Hartfield from readpi.com, now would be a good time to call in. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard, it also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Musicians are writing songs in his honor.
A nation really needs Ron Paul.
Citizens create their own videos about him.
Hi, Internet. My name is Rachel, and I'm a Ron Paul junkie.
They chant his name in the streets.
Ron Paul for president!
The man so loved by the people that he has sparked an electoral American revolution has now inspired a radio program dedicated to his campaign for the presidency of the United States. I'm Stephen Vincent, and I host Ron Paul Radio on GCN, Mondays through Fridays, from 3 to 4 Pacific, 5 to 6 Central, and 6 to 7 Eastern. Ron Paul Radio is the live voice of the freedom message. If you want to learn more about Ron Paul, and if you want to support his bid for the White House, tune in and call in to Ron Paul Radio.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live is your show. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is in here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates at updates.freetalklive.com. When you get on that list, we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something fresh and new to know about the show, you'll know first. If you're on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. And now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or living trust in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's FTL like Free Talk Live to save 10% at LegalZoom.com. Going back to Justin from ReadPI.com. Justin Hartfield. He is, are you a fellow at ReadPI? Is that how it's organized over at ReadPI? Or are you just an
I believe my title is deputy editor.
Deputy? That sounds
right.
Authoritative.
So, oh, I think it is.
We're talking about the FCC and just how generally awful they are. And you were actually in the middle of telling us a story. If you could just rewind a little bit, recap for anybody just tuning in, and go ahead and hit that again, Justin.
Sure. Yeah, so besides this commercial part of the spectrum that I was talking about, there's also a... public safety 20 megahertz part that they're auctioning off, and one of a private company actually won the bid. They're called Frontline Wireless, And basically, they're going to be the government's going to be piggybacking on their system. But what's interesting about this is that there's actually some commissioners on the FCC board, like this guy named Michael Copps, that wanted to create a federal wireless network that would be more robust than all of our current cell phone networks combined. Just for our public safety, because he feared that in problems of bankruptcy, if Frontline Wireless goes bankrupt, that we wouldn't have a national safety system. But I think that's pretty insane. How far these people want to go, and how much money they're willing to spend at utter disregard for the American tax dollar.
Right, and if it's about safety. At some point or another, there's a cost, a point of diminishing returns as far as cost goes. And to take this this entire band and just worry about the company going under, so we have to have some kind of infrastructure in place, I can only imagine what that would cost.
What's wrong with the current safety radio systems we have? I mean, the police already have their two-way radios. The hell else do they need?
We got the radios, radio stations and TV stations. They have to do that.
Yeah, what is
it? And you know what's interesting? I remember Arlen Specter and some other politicians were speaking about this after 9/11, and they said that we really have to make sure that we dedicate something to the protective services so that they have a clear line in the police. It's a similar sort of argument, and we have to make sure that nobody else can get on this line because they had a hard time communicating with each other. And I'm thinking to myself, that's strange because the TV people in the free marketplace, mostly free marketplace, were right down there on the ground communicating with each other. Strange that the police couldn't in the government sphere. That's odd. I don't know. It's weird. Justin?
Yeah, I totally just agree with you, man. It's pretty crazy, and the worst part about it is that the police they seemingly want the Frontline Wireless they want a private company to be involved. They don't want the government to get involved in their stuff because it's going to be way cheaper for the police departments to get the equipment they need from a private company.
That much is true.
Mm.
Now, you just said that the band was sold to this Frontline Wireless. Does that mean that Google lost the bid?
No, it's a different segment.
Different segment of the band. Okay. Understanding.
Right.
Now, what is this segment that Google's involved in with the $4.2 billion bid? What is that going to be used for?
That's going to be for commercial purposes, and it's 80 megahertz, but really when it comes down to it, in practice, it's going to be about 62 megahertz of the spectrum, and that's what kind of the hubbub is about between wireless companies and Google.
So Google would basically want it open, sort of like I think there's a section of the 2.4 gigahertz spectrum that's somewhat unregulated, as I understand it, and that's where you see all the action with wireless routers and cordless phones.
Routers are there. Radio stations are someplace. Walkie-talkies are someplace. What is this section going to be used for? Is that still undetermined?
Well, it's funny. Different companies want to use it for different things. The wireless cell phone people want to use it for wireless cell phones.
Yeah, we need more of that anyway, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. The people like DirecTV, they want to use it to increase their voice and data plans and broadband on top of their DirecTV service. And Google, nobody's really sure of their intentions, but it sounds like Google wants to use it as a third pipe, so like a third way to get get broadband, high-speed internet to your house. That's what Google wants to use.
I think that would be fantastic.
Well, all of them sound like good services.
Yeah.
It just should be open for the people that can homestead it.
Which is what Google's saying they want, right? They want to make it so anybody can utilize that that spectrum.
Exactly. That's why they want it. They wanted guaranteed protections of a wholesaler selling off the spectrum, but they did not get that.
Justin, thank you for the expertise on this issue. If people want to contact you, they can do it right through the website at readpi.com. Your article is right there on the front page. It's called Spectrum Wars if you want to learn more about this issue and learn a little bit more about how the FCC works, if you want to call it that. It's been great having you on the show, and thank you for being here, sir.
Hey, thanks. I really appreciate it, guys.
Have a great night. 800-259-9231. Yeah, I know, spectrum auctions, not the sexiest of topics, but nonetheless, it's an important issue.
It is.
Because there's only so much bandwidth out there, and it's really because of the FCC that things have been moving along as slow as they have. For instance, the radio business is trying their damnedest to get people to buy these new HD radios.
Yeah.
And probably 99.9% of our audience has not even ever heard of HD radio because, well, the FCC's around and they make it so everything goes a lot slower than it's supposed to. There was a story that we read, I don't know, a year ago on the show about how AT&T originally developed the cell phone like back in the 40s or something like that.
I think it was
the 60s. It was a long time ago.
Wow.
And it was just forever until the FCC finally said, well, I think we can see a use for this technology.
Right. Now, imagine how things were in the early 80s when my mom was carrying around this briefcase phone for her job working for the telephone company.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Imagine if that had happened in 1963 instead of 1983.
Wow.
Can you imagine what we would have today?
Right. They'd be implanted in the oral bones in your ear or something by now.
Think about how many lives would have been saved.
Absolutely. How many people broke down on the sides of the road?
Absolutely. Terrible things that have happened to people where they didn't have some way to get in touch with people.
Now, that's just the one example, one example of how we've already seen the FCC inhibit progress. They have to decide for themselves whether or not there's a valuable service to be had here, instead of allowing the marketplace to decide from, you know, with supply and demand and products offered and bought or sold or not.
Here's another example. Due to the lobbying of radio interests that were big radio interests while Roosevelt was president, the delay of television occurred. That lasted for about 5 years. They were going to bring television in 5 years earlier and allow that to be brought in, but
dangerous technology.
Yeah, the radio guys knew that it was going to pull away some of their audience,
right.
So they didn't let that happen.
So that's just been the history of the FCC. They just sort of prevented technology from advancing as fast as it normally would.
Man.
And this, you know, the HD radio thing's another example.
That's
of
what
that.
One of their stated purposes is essentially to inhibit technology.
They're scum. They need to go away. If the radio industry was unregulated. If radio stations could be started by somebody with a handful of a couple thousand bucks, buy a transmitter, buy some computers, and put a station on the air, then there'd be so much more competition in the radio industry, and that level of competition would make it so that innovations happen faster and sooner. So instead of this HD radio technology, which is really, it seems like it's too little too late. I mean, it's kind of a cool technology and everything, but we've already got internet radio. We've already got, satellite radio. HD radio could have come out, in the early 90s, possibly, but...
You know what's fascinating
about
that?
The FCC holds it back.
One of the main people behind the move for the FCC... It was originally the FRC, the Federal Radio Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 1920s, late 1920s, of all people, it was Herbert Hoover. Hoover came in, and he was the chairman of, he was the Secretary of Commerce.
Okay.
And he...
Under Wilson?
Who cares? Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He worked with all these people, and they're the ones who came up with the term about spectrum scarcity and working for the public interest. They were the ones that was coined in meetings with GE, which was working with the Nazis later.
Oh, my goodness.
And they wanted to get a niche in the market. It's fascinating, the corrupt history of the FCC.
1-800-259-9231. Matt is on the line, wants to talk about immigration, Pug in Canada. We'll take your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology.
Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Do you know that you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show and you can take control via toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the Sickle CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then one easy way to do that would be to go shopping at Free Talk Live's store. We've got all kinds of great Free Talk Live branded merchandise and more. You'll find it all at store.freetalklive.com. That is store.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones and to the fun, the amplifier line, it's Matt in Illinois. Hello, Matt.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Evening. Hey. What's on your mind?
Well, first off, let me say that cell phones were originally invented in the 1940s.
I was right about that. Okay.
Yeah. I thought it was 60s.
They were trying to make an alternative to radios on the battlefield.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. Yeah.
So it had to do with the war. And electric cars were originally invented in the 1880s.
Wow.
No
wow.
kidding.
All right. I got a story for you guys today. I'm in charge, or I supervise two guys from Bulgaria where I work.
Okay.
And one of them had to go to the Homeland Security Department today because they merged with the Immigration and Naturalization Services.
All right.
This guy first came to the country in 1999 with his green card. He told me he had to wait 4 years and 8 months before he could apply for citizenship.
Before he could apply? So wait, he came here and then had to wait 4 years before he could apply, or it was 4 years before he came here?
No, he came here and had to wait 4 years and 8 months to apply. He won the lottery.
And that was before 9/11.
He won a lottery. That's how he got his green card.
Wow.
Comes here, has to wait 4 years, 8 months to apply for citizenship. So he comes here, he waits the 4 years, 8 months, he applies for citizenship. He had to fill out an online form. He paid $470. He had to go get his fingerprints taken. And then he went in for an interview about a month and a half later. And then they said, fine, you pass the interview. In about another month and a half or so, we're going to call you up and have you come in and take the oath. Well, he's been waiting until now. This was back in 2004 this happened. He's been waiting till now to take the oath, and he still hasn't been able to.
Wow.
So he finally goes into immigration to see what's going on. First off, he gets there this morning at 7:45 in the morning. Now, he's got to be at work about 10:30.
Mm-hmm.
He goes there. He says there was three people total there to help a huge line of immigrants. 60% of them are going to have the same problem he's having. There's two people there that speak English for everybody that speaks English, and then there's one for the Spanish-speaking people.
Mm-hmm. What happens to everybody else from every other part of the world? Do they just SOL?
You either have to know English or Spanish, one of the two languages. They don't have any other. He said most of these people were Russian. This
okay.
is in Chicago. So there's a lot of Russians there.
I
didn't know we had such a large Russian contingent here, but we do.
Probably be more of them trying to get out with what's going on in Russia the past couple of years.
Probably.
Well, that could be. That might be why.
Yeah.
So anyway, he's telling me that. And so he goes up to the one lady. Now, he's got all his receipts. She tells him they've lost him from the system.
Oh, my gosh.
He's gone. And he needs to pay another $1,070. Oh. And he goes, no, I don't. He tells me, he said, no, he doesn't. And he took out all his documentation. So he's smart. He saved all his
right, he's got his receipt
for 3 years. He's got his receipt. So they sent him upstairs to see the manager. And he said on his way up there, he counted 18 security agents.
So they had three guys doing customer service and 18 guys standing around with guns on their hips.
Right, exactly, just to check them out.
Crazy. So
this all comes from a guy that has... Now, people wonder why anybody from south of the border gets upset about being called an illegal immigrant. Well, how would you feel?
Yeah, right.
He came into work about 2 o'clock. So he only got a couple hours of work in today. Now, he said he paid $100 in 2005 to a lawyer here that is doing a class action lawsuit. This lawyer has filed 3 petitions for 1,800 people apiece. So 5,600 or 5,400 people total with the exact same problem.
Wow. And this coming
wow.
from the organization.
Is this the getting erased problem?
I'm sorry?
Is that the problem of getting erased? Like,
Yes. You're just... He told me at one point in time, a lady took him into a back room and showed him, he said, about 3 times larger than the room that we work in, and we work in maybe, it's maybe 15 by 20.
Okay.
And he said there was chest-high piles of boxes. And she said, you're in there somewhere.
Oh, God. You have got to be kidding me.
That's how they file things. I'm going, don't they have computers? He's going, no, they're doing all this by hand.
Unbelievable. I don't think most Americans understand this. I think most Americans look at immigrants and they get all indignant and they say to themselves, why can't you just follow the law? As though they have some conceptual understanding of what the law actually entails. This is such a typical story with the bureaucrats losing paperwork. It happens over and over again. As you said, 5,600 people in this case times 3 or whatever.
You can't tell
the tip of the iceberg.
You can't tell an anti-illegal immigrant person this stuff. Though you cannot parlay to them.
Well, that's because they hate immigrants and they don't want to hear it.
If you show any sort of sentiment in favor of these people actually getting a fair shake and having the government do what it's supposed to do, even under the laws that currently exist, they'll look at you as being, well, why are you being so nice to these people?
Yes, they're bad.
Gee,
they're from other countries.
An amazing story, Matt. Did you have anything else to share?
I just want to comment. Oh, you know, you're not going to be able to convince everybody. But as long as there's people out there that are willing to listen, you can convince some people. And that's why I called and told this story tonight, because I agree. I think that people don't understand how bad the situation is.
Nope.
They sure don't. Matt,
thanks
great
for doing
story.
It. Good,
thank
Matt.
You, sir. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You're right. They most of these anti-immigration zealots have no interest whatsoever in people really immigrating here. They speak out of both sides of their mouth. On one side they say, "Oh yeah, immigration is good.
Legal.
As long as it's legal."
Legal.
And then you tell them how
Yeah, exactly. Who makes these decisions? They set up this bureaucracy. It's an absolute, utter mess for the people who are working hard trying to get in there. This coming from the same organization we were talking during the break about this woman, Elvira, what's this woman's name? Elvira Alonzo or something like that. Elvira Arellano. Yeah. Arellano. That's it. Arellano, the one who was picked up outside the church in California. And she's been protesting out of Chicago, I think it was.
Arellano.
Yeah. Arellano. Thank you. Coming from Florida, you would know. Arellano. A-R-E-L-L-A-N-O. Arellano.
Right,
thanks.
Right.
Yeah, so I've got the thing up. Okay, yeah. So Elvira Arellano, this woman, this is the same organization. They bust this woman coming out of a church that she's been, you know, meeting with people. She's been protesting about this, and they ship her down to Tijuana. She's been here in the United States. She has a kid. Now she's separated from the kid. And I hear people saying on you know, radio shows and so on, they're saying these same sorts of people who are like, oh, we got to be strict on immigration. They say, oh, well, you know, in the time that she was protesting, the 3 years she was protesting, and she was in sanctuary in this church asking for sanctuary, she could have been working towards becoming a legal immigrant.
Like, but no, instead she chose to work towards changing the system, right?
Yeah, changing the system because the laws are wrong.
Right. See, by these people's logic, you should sit there and jump through all the hoops the government puts up for you before you can actually work towards changing the system. So in their mind, if you want to immigrate to the country, you should spend 15 years of your life filing the paperwork, because this takes forever
and
for these
spending
people.
Almost it really does. $8,000.
Right.
To get this done. Where is she going to get that extra $8,000?
You sure as hell aren't going to get it done in Mexico, that's for sure.
It's ridiculous.
And so you're supposed to apparently spend all that time and all that money working towards becoming legal, and of course cross your fingers at the same time and hope that they don't lose your paperwork, which they do all the time.
Which apparently happened 18 times or something today to this one guy.
Yeah, it happens frequently to people that apply to, because remember, these immigrants don't have representatives they can complain to. It's, the government's unresponsive to us as is. They're even less responsive to people who aren't even in the system. And so they don't care. They'll lose your paperwork. All they know is you're going to pay them another $500 every time you lose their paperwork if they keep wanting to come here.
Right. They're incentivized to lose your paperwork.
So here's the idea. You're supposed to, by their logic, you're supposed to jump through all the hoops, spend the thousands of dollars, spend the hours and hours of time, and then finally, if you happen to get accepted to the country, then you can start working towards changing the system. Gee, thanks so much for that.
Wow.
That's really efficient.
Ludicrous.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you want to talk about immigration, you're welcome to do that, or bring up whatever it is that's on your mind. We've got Pug in Canada, Tom in New Hampshire. Ladies, if you call in, your calls come first. 800-259-9231. Hopefully they'll be patient, wait through the news. And I'm going to look at this immigration case here, the activist case. We might come back to that, because we've only really touched on it. We may come back, because I know you mentioned to me during the break that they split her up from her kid.
Yeah.
This is yet another unintended consequence of these laws. More on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.